Good morning, and thank you for joining us at Grace Chapel out in West Texas. Let us praise and worship the Lord.
Blessing and honor, glory and power be unto the Ancient of Days. From every nation, all of creation, bow before the Ancient of Days. Every tongue in heaven and earth shall declare your glory. Every knee shall bow at your throne. In worship you be exalted, O God. And your kingdom shall not pass away, your Ancient of Days. Your kingdom shall reign over all the earth. Sing unto the Ancient of Days. Compared to your matchless worth, sing unto the Ancient of Days. Blessing and honor, glory and power be unto the Ancient of Days. From every nation, all of creation, bow before the Ancient of Days. Every tongue in heaven and earth shall declare your glory. Every knee shall bow at your throne. In worship you be exalted, O God. And your kingdom shall not pass away, O Ancient of Days. Your kingdom shall reign over all the earth. Sing unto the Ancient of Days. None can compare to your matchless worth. Sing unto the Ancient of Days. Your kingdom shall reign over all the earth. Sing unto the Ancient of Days. None can compare to your matchless worth. Sing unto the Ancient of Days. Sing unto the Ancient of Days.
Dear Lord, we come before you again this morning, Lord, and we thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to come before you, to hear the words that you have for us, to help us and to guide us, and to show us what we should be doing, especially in comparison to what we have been doing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Every move I make, I'm making you. You make me move, Jesus. Every breath I take, I breathe in you. Every step I take in you. You are my way, Jesus. Every breath I take, I breathe in you.
Praise the mercy, praise the grace.
Everywhere I look, I see your face. Your grace has captured me. Oh my God, this grace, how can it be? La 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la. Every move I make, I'm making you. You make me move, Jesus. Every breath I take, I breathe in you. Every step I take in you. You are my way, Jesus. Every breath I breathe in you.
Ways of mercy, ways of grace.
Everywhere I look, I see your face. Your grace has captured me. Oh my God, this grace, how can it be?
La 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 la.
Your grace has captured me. Oh my God, this grace, how can it be?
La la
Lord. Give the Lord a cheer.
Give you a list of scriptures and tell you a little about each one. What I'd like someone to do is write them down at each place and then read the whole story that I'm going to be referencing. A lot of people that I have heard over the years say that Christians should only be reading the New Testament. The Old Testament isn't for us. And that is a falsehood. Jesus is all through the Old Testament. You just have eyes. You have to have eyes to see it. There is so many lessons to be learned from reading the Old Testament. One thing I remember when I first came to the Lord, when I started reading the Word, first thing I read was the Gospels. I read Mark. I read Acts. And then I read Deuteronomy. And I remember how thankful I was that Jesus had come, that I was no longer under that law. Because there's no way I could have kept that law. But we don't have to keep the law. And when we sin, we have Jesus to go to, and he will forgive us our sins. And the big thing is, we have to forgive ourselves. So I want to look at Genesis chapter 1, verse 8. Adam and Eve were walking in the garden. This is after they ate of the fruit. And they heard a voice walking. That voice was Jesus. He is the Word of God. He is the voice of God. So there's Jesus right there from the very beginning. He has been here since the beginning. The second one I want to look at is Genesis 18:2, and that was Abraham. And you have Jesus coming up with two angels, and they end up having supper with Abraham. And the angels go off, and that is when, that is just before Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. It's fascinating to read it. Please spend time in the Old Testament. In Daniel 3:25, we meet up with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they refuse to bow down to Nebuchadnezzar. And the law at that point from Nebuchadnezzar was that if you didn't, you would be killed by being thrown in the fiery furnace. Well, they refused to bow down to him. And they were questioned about why not. And they said they couldn't bow down to him because he wasn't God, only one God. And they said that if God saves us from that, wonderful, you know, that's great. If he doesn't, we're still not going to bow down to you. We're still going to serve him. Now, in the fiery furnace, Nebuchadnezzar looked in, and they had that fiery furnace cranked up really, really high. Even the guards outside were killed because of the heat. But when Nebuchadnezzar looked in, instead of three men in the fiery furnace, he saw four. And he said, "Who is the fourth one?" And they had no idea. And he said, "Bring him out." And only three came out. That fourth man was Jesus. Then we get Paul in Acts chapter 9, verses 3 through 6. He's on his way to Damascus. He gets knocked off his high horse. And that's where we get that little saying about people on their high horse. It comes from Scripture. He gets knocked off. And he says, "Who is it?" And Jesus said, "It is I. It's Jesus, the one you came against." So there he was. And before that in the Gospels, they had Jesus right there in the flesh. And then Paul saw him or heard him. Jesus was right there with him. Then the last one I want to look at is Revelations 1:10 through 12. John, he heard a voice and he turned. And it was Jesus. Now it's interesting, John was blinded. His eyes had been put out. But it says when he turned, he saw Jesus. So his eyes were healed at that time. And Jesus said, "I am the Alpha and Omega. I'm the beginning and the end." So we can see all through Scripture, starting back in Genesis, that Jesus has always been there. You need to spend time reading the Old Testament. Don't neglect reading the New. But please, start reading the Old. There's a lot of good lessons to learn. And if your eyes are opened, you'll see Jesus throughout. There are many other places where he's there. And why I bring that up is because Jesus is here. I know Davey preached a couple weeks ago about the Lord is at hand. That means he's right there. He's ready. All you have to do is put out your hand, and he is right there to take it. But how often do we go through life and we never even think of him? I mean, shame on us. He should be uppermost in our minds. He should always be our focus, and no matter what we're doing. But sometimes we forget and we get caught up in what we're doing. We get caught up in what's going on around us. And we have to stop. And we reach out. And Jesus is always there. And in Hebrews 13:5, it says, "He will never leave us or forsake us." He doesn't leave us. He doesn't give up on us. But we leave him. We turn our backs on him. That's the only way that he isn't there. But you know, if you turn back around and look to him, he's right there for you. Hang on to Jesus. Just keep reaching out. He's always there. He's always there to help you. He's always there to strengthen you. He's always there to forgive you and to love you. And he loves you like no one else can. There's very few people out here that I know that would give their life for another. But Jesus did it even as we were yet sinners. He won't leave you. He won't give up on you. Let's not leave him and give up on him. Just reach out and hang on with everything you have, because Jesus is there for you.
So instead of going where I was thinking about today, let's turn over to Revelations. We're going to go to chapter 3. And we're going to start at verse 7. Actually, I'm going to start with verse 6. 3:6. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write these things, saying, He that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Now when it says angel here, it is talking about the apostle who is over the church of Philadelphia. And when it says hast little strength, it is not talking about a physical strength. It is talking about the numbers of the people that belong to this church. Keep that in mind. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee, because thou hast kept my word of my patience. I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh, I will make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon his name, I will write upon him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. A lot of points here. But this is the only church in Revelations of the seven that God does not find a fault with. Jesus does not say you did everything except for this. No. Jesus says, thou hast kept my patience. Everything that he taught, everything that the apostles taught and wrote within the Bible, they kept. They did not allow other things in this world to come in and creep in and take that away from them. They held fast. They held true. We all have the ability to be a part of this church. Philadelphia means brotherly love. It does not mean that we are to love ourselves and to not care for our fellow man, whether it be a man or a woman. But the agape love of God, we must prefer our brothers and our sisters in the Lord before ourselves. We have to obey the Word of God. We have to obey the authorities that are put over us. For all of this is well for us, and it puts us in this church. We're all going to have times when we have troubles. A lot of those we make for ourselves. A lot of the times when we allow the outside influences to drag us down and to pull us away, it is not that they are so good and they are so skilled or their words are so masterful. It's we allow them to take it away. God is always there for us. Jesus Christ is there for you every moment of every day. He hears every prayer you make. He knows what you need. What does he ask from you? What does he ask from you that would be so difficult? That it would be impossible for you to fulfill? Nothing. Because what he asks of you is so simple and so easy. If you put down your pride, if you put down what you want to do and make Jesus Christ first in your life and humble yourself before him and forget about pride and forget about your filios feelings and say, yes, Lord, and do his will. It's simple. It's easy. Yet, we still fight against it. We have a tendency, and I have a tendency at times, to desire things that are unfruitful. There's all kinds of neat stuff out there on the internet, in the stores, on the TV commercials. But when I sit back and I humble myself and I look at those things, not a single one of them will lead me and take care of me and walk with me through this life like Jesus Christ does. He's not going to throw distractions at you. He's not going to lead you astray. But you have to choose him first and foremost in your life. He's not going to sit there and chase you down. He's not going to run after you, because there is nothing about you that makes you so important that he has to have your assistance. But think about your life and think about your past and think about all the things you've done. And nowhere will you find a place that you did not need him. So praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Learn his word. Enter into the Church of Philadelphia. Become his worker. Become his disciple. Become a teacher of the word. And move up through the ranks. One day it is possible that any one of you could be an apostle. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen.
There's a fountain that flows like a river. filled with joy. May injustice bow to Jesus, as the people turn and pray. From the mountains to the valley, hear our praises rise to you.
I will lift up. and morning, when this life is over, I'll fly away to a home on God's celestial shore. I'll fly away.
Thank you that we had this opportunity. And we thank you, Lord, for telling us the truth and showing us the truth through your word. And as we leave these doors today and head out into the world, Lord, we thank you for walking with us. We thank you for supporting us. We thank you for bringing your word to remembrance to us. And we thank you, Lord, for giving us the ability to share your word with all those that we come in contact with. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.